Words can be.
Past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. And I am Rich McFadden with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and I have a problem.
Oh, I know. What's your problem?
You have a real problem. We're discussing our guest coming up here in a second.
Yeah.
During the news. And I came to the realization we're going to have Teresa Scanlon joining us. And you say, who is Teresa Scanlon?
She's very cute.
She's very cute. She is Miss America. Okay? Here's my problem. Usually, I would be backflips in the studio going, yes, Miss America.
Mm-hmm.
Until we realize that I could be her dad.
Hey, I realize I'm even younger than you and I could be her mom.
Yeah. I'm
this
depressed.
Is, like, really sad. At first, I'm, like, looking at checking out Justin Bieber's dad, and now I have to be Miss America's mom.
So, are Teresa, we were all excited to have you, and then we all just realized we were old.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm sorry for being part of this revelation.
You know, I started to realize, like, when I was, 27 or 20. I'm 46, Teresa. So I started to realize when I was 27 or 20, I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm older than that guy playing baseball on television. I'm older than that guy playing football.
All but of when a sudden, you're like, those athletes are so young.
That you could be Miss America's dad. That's a slap in the face.
And you really could at 46.
I absolutely can.
It so would be pushing it. I'd have to be kind of, you know.
All right, I have jeans older than you, Teresa.
I have shoes about your age. All right, Teresa is 17, and, you know, normally that wouldn't be a big deal, except that she is the youngest Miss America to win the crown in, like, 78 years.
That's so cool. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So tell us about the whole process, because you have to compete locally, right, before you can do the whole Miss America pageant?
Right. So the only way I was eligible to compete is because I graduated from high school a year early, because you have to be graduated from high school and at least 17 by the time of your local pageant. And so I competed in the local. Actually, it was the weekend after my birthday was the last one that was available. So I competed, didn't think I was going to win. I ended up winning, and then I headed to Miss Nebraska in June, 2 weeks after I graduated from high school. Again, certainly didn't think it was going to happen that quickly, but it did. And so I'm really lucky to have this time between high school and college. It's kind of a neat time frame to be able to do this, take a year off, and then head to school with all the scholarships that I've earned, with obviously a lot of new experiences. So it was a lot quicker of a journey for me than it is for most. But, you know, you can compete anywhere from 1 to 7 years. And I was planning on continuing to compete as long as it took. So, you know, I would have been competing all the way through 24 years old. So you never know when the time's going to be right.
Let me ask you this. By the way, Doug is on his way to Tiffin, Ohio. He's going to get him ready to go catch his plane. Yeah,
we
definitely don't need him for this. But you getting out of high school.
Right.
And Miss America pageant has a great scholarship program, so obviously a lot of people go into it to try and get some money for school. Obviously,
right.
You hit the jackpot, so you're set now for school, so you can take this year and then go to school, and I'm assuming that they pick up the ticket, or at least most of it?
Right. Well, Artistry from Amway provides the scholarships on the national level. And so from the scholarships that I've earned so far, I have my entire undergraduate as well as my first year of law school paid for, because from winning Miss America, you get a $50,000 scholarship. But it's not only, you know, Miss America who gets a scholarship. It's not a winner-take-all system, because everybody who competes in the system gets a scholarship at some level.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
So about
so even the last
girls,
place contestant?
Yes, absolutely.
That's great.
So about 13,000 girls across the country compete in this pageant system every year, and they all win scholarships. So this last year, we made about $45 million in scholarships available to girls across the country.
Wow. That's awesome.
Right. Yeah, and so that makes us actually the largest provider of scholarships for women in the world. So it's really a neat thing to be a part of. It was huge for me, because that's really the whole reason that I became a part of it, because education is very important for me as I plan on becoming an attorney. You know, law school's not cheap, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Are you going to be a Cornhusker?
Well, I certainly hope to head back there after school, but I'll actually be in the D.C. area for school. So.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, stop on by the studios next time. We can have an in-studio breakfast to chat.
Oh, well, thank you. Sounds great.
So now you have to answer one question for me, because, of course, Miss America, there's a lot. Obviously, you just told us that there's a lot more to the pageant, but a lot of it is just fun, and it's about being beautiful and being your best self. Can you give us a couple of, like, beauty tips? Because one of the things I've heard about pageants is, like, you put Vaseline on your teeth. Does that really work?
We want to hear the dirt.
Yeah, we need the dirt. How does it look cool and great?
You use a simple red for this and that and that. I want to hear the dirt. I want to hear about, like, the butt implants and the Vaseline on the lips and stuff like that.
Honestly, if that's what you're searching for, I don't think that this is the place to find it. Because I was pretty surprised going to the pageant. There's not much of that at all, honestly.
Really?
Most of these girls are like me. You know, haven't been doing it for long. You put your makeup on, you do your hair, you get out there and have fun. So, honestly, there's not really crazy things that people do. And so it was kind of interesting for me to learn about those things as well. As one of the youngest contestant there, everyone else was kind of like a big sister to me. So they helped me out and that sort of thing. But it's really your basics. Nothing scary going on backstage. So you won't find that too much here.
So all these girls are this hot naturally then?
Well, not naturally. I certainly don't look like this when I wake up in the morning, but, you know.
Who does?
Exactly. That's right. So it's certainly not naturally, but, you know, we certainly do what we can to look our best, but it really is, especially, you know, my platform's on eating disorders awareness, and I try to really focus on body image in general and self-confidence, because when I was younger, I was not confident at all, very insecure, very shy.
How were you insecure? Why were you insecure?
You know, because I wasn't sure what I was good at. I didn't think I was beautiful. I didn't think that I was good at anything. I was trying to kind of find out what my talents and interests were. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I fell in love with competing in pageants, because I realized it was something that I was good at, something that I really loved to do, and something that helped me finally try new things, come out of my shell and try something new and different and stop being scared of that.
I mean, did you feel like you had a body image issue in your early teens? Because, you know, one of the things is you watch the Calvin Klein and you watch the movies and,
girls, right?
You know, and if you're not a size zero with huge fake breasts or something like that, you're not beautiful. How much of that goes on within that world of the Miss America pageant?
Well, you know, it's very tough to see that those things do cause so much pressure on teenagers and children, especially my generation today. You know, it's just getting worse, and that's why we're seeing body image issues increase tremendously. But when I was younger, I was homeschooled, actually, and I'm the middle of seven children, and so my parents really always focused on trying to help us understand everybody is different, and you don't have to look like someone else. You don't have to act like someone else, because everybody, you know, is unique and different. And so that was good for me to learn that growing up, and I think that's really where things changed for me. Then I headed to public school my last year of high school after being homeschooled and realized not every child has the blessing of parents who think that way, and many put pressure on each other, you know, in a school system to look a certain way, to act a certain way, make fun of each other for looking different. And that's really where I realized that it was time to start talking about that and to start addressing those things, because it's simply not fair that kids, teenagers, will make fun of each other and put each other down for not looking the way that they do, for having a different body type, whatever the case may be, because no two people are alike. And it's ridiculous that now sometimes we have this ideal image that we think that people can look exactly the same and that everyone should look just like another, and that's certainly not the way it is. And so being Miss America, even, I'm excited to kind of show that that you love yourself, not hurt yourself in any way to try to be successful in this. Because when I started competing, I promised myself I was never going to hurt my body in order to try to be successful or win a title. And I think it's important that every girl knows that that is not necessary to be successful in this competition. And so when I went to Miss America, I was so happy to find that many of the girls think in a similar way, that they realize that that's not what it's about. You know, it's not worth it to hurt yourself to try to win.
How do you, as beauty contestants and beauty pageant winners, keep from making this even worse of an issue? How do you try and help? I mean, obviously you're touring the country this year and you get to talk to a lot of people. How do you help overcome that? For some 14-year-old girl who's looking at you going, I want to be Miss America, I've got to have the perfect body.
Right, absolutely. You know, I definitely share my story again that it wasn't about getting a certain body or looking a certain way, but finding those things that you are talented at, finding those things that you love and are passionate about.
Whether you're a mechanic or a beauty contestant.
Right. Exactly. You know, every girl, you know what, we go speak to schools, I ask what their dreams and goals are, and everybody has something different. Some want to be Miss America, some girls have no interest whatsoever, and I understand that because when I was younger, Miss America was not on the radar screen at all. I wanted to be president and the Supreme Court justice, and I never once thought about competing in a pageant. And so it wasn't until the last couple of years when I realized that the scholarships, the opportunities, everything was going to help me reach that goal. And as I become an attorney, a judge, that all of these things that I'm learning this year are going to be important. So whatever your goal is, you know, it's important just to not let fear hold you back from trying something new, not be worried about the judgments people are going to make, but just go for it. And I've certainly learned that from this, you know, winning at a young age, I realized that I didn't even need to worry about people looking down on me for my age or judging me for being young, right. That it could happen at any age. You never know, but you have to be willing to try those things and not be scared of that.
You're awesome. You are so well-spoken.
Roberta, I was just about to say, Roberta, you know what is so disgusting about this?
What?
Excuse me. Is that... are you still 17, Teresa, or are you 18 now?
I just turned 18 in February.
Yeah,
wow.
You are very well-spoken.
Yeah.
You're going to be, if you do courtroom law, look out.
We're going to see you on the news. You'll be,
you'll be the next judge, Judy.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm certainly trying. You know, like I said, this is great practice, that's for sure. I'm rehearsing for that. I really am looking forward to it. I think it'll be so great to be able to serve in as attorney and hopefully a judge. I would like to become a federal judge one day as well.
I have no doubt. I think we have the inside peek. We'll hear about you again.
Your parents did a good job. Yeah, all right, Teresa. Well, when you're in D.C., stop on in the studios and you can be a co-hostess with us. And appreciate you stopping by. Good luck with your year.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
All right,
good luck.
Do the same. It's 18 past the hour on Dick Steffens Good Day, and I feel old still.
This is Lou's critical customer and financial data as a result of cyber crimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
So if we go from Miss America to Rod Stewart, 23 past the hour on Good Day. Doug is on his way to getting ready to go to the airport. He'll be back here in a little while, but getting ready for his trip to Tiffin for the weekend, Ohio, and then he starts a cross-country trip. So back to traveling and back on the farm. But in the meantime, Piers Morgan had Rod Stewart on the show last night, and I'm a little shocked to hear the ladies during the break, Jennifer and Roberta, talk about how disgusting they think he is.
He's a disgusting specimen of a man.
I don't know what it is about him.
So even back in the day, like in his heyday, you never thought he was
Well, I wasn't alive in his heyday.
No. But I mean, obviously you can see the videos. You can see.
Yeah, he grows that hair and the way he like saunters around. And he always
like
wore LeMay.
Smells, right?
Oh, yeah. And he always wore like shiny LeMay stuff.
Like his hair always looks dirty.
You know he's, and you know he busts out the old banana hammock when he's at the beach. You know,
nice.
He doesn't wear trunks. He's
nice.
Just a banana hammock.
All right, so it's not just the guys who think he's a dork, but, you know, but hey, listen, somebody likes him. He sells a lot of records. He gets a lot of girls.
It's mostly older women.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Remember when he was at Jazz Fest?
Older than what? You're 54. Sorry.
I don't consider myself an older woman. Thank you.
You know who I actually like better than Rod Stewart? Well, everybody. But on American Idol, there's that kid Paul, who I think sounds just like Rod Stewart, except he's less creepy.
Oh, the lanky one?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're calling him a Rod Stewart, yes, yet less creepy.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's not the music that freaks me out so much about Rod Stewart.
It's just him.
It's not my favorite.
He's smart.
It's just
him.
It's just him. Yeah.
Slimy.
It's like, and he still like does those pelvic moves.
Gosh, we're going to throw out a hip, buddy.
Here, I can put you guys over the edge and make you really puke. Here's what Rod thinks is sexy. This is what he told Piers. How'd you like to be in that room? I bet you that was uncomfortable.
It's an inner thing. It's a look in the eye. It's almost a slight, and get me right here, slight sluttiness. Just a touch of it. Get me right here. It's a dangerous answer, that was.
Yeah, it is a dangerous answer. That'd be dangerous. I mean, what is a slight sluttiness?
You know, just the skirt a little bit too shorter than it should be, you know. A glimpse of stocking, maybe.
And if you don't have the upchuck bucket next to you, here's the one that'll send you absolutely over the edge. Here he is talking about all the ladies he's bedded.
Yeah, I've enjoyed. You know, quite honestly, this day I don't quite see what women have ever seen in me. You know?
We're all baffled.
Yeah, I mean, not me especially. I see myself in the morning when I get up. It's a shambles. But yeah, I've enjoyed it. You know, I don't boast about it like some others do. I've bedded a few, but I've never kept count.
And here, who knows whether this is his next notch on the old bedpost, but he's doing a duet with Susan Boyle.
When you watch Susan Boyle, she's Scottish, obviously, I like you. I mean, could you imagine doing a duet with her, singing with
her? Yeah, I'd love to.
What do you think of her voice, technically?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's wonderful pitch. It's soulful. It's got every quality.
I don't know why he freaks me out.
Rod Stewart and Susan Boyle.
Can wow.
You could you imagine?
I'm shocked that both of you are so like.
And she probably would so dig it too. She'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
I don't
yeah.
think Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle seems like she'd rather be home knitting, watching Rod Stewart on television.
Always
than
those ones that you have to watch out for.
Really, you think?
Yep, the knitters. You always have to watch out for the knitters.
Yeah, I don't know.
The knitters.
All right, so who is the, right now, who's out there, Jennifer, that's the hot rock star?
The hot rock star.
But see, you like the country guys.
I do like the country guys.
You like, you like this this little kid from American Idol?
Oh, yeah, he's good, though, isn't he?
He's good.
He could win. I think he could actually win.
His voice is, like, amazing.
Don't you think that would knock Rod Stewart right off of his chair?
All
to
right.
know that the geeky Scotty McCready taking his place. It's,
but listen to his voice. It's just incredible.
28 past on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google introduced a new social search service called Plus One that lets users recommend search results within their social network. The service won't change Google's normal results. Instead, your friend's suggestions will be highlighted in the list. Plus One is Google's response to Facebook's like feature. In other news, a recent survey shows that 70% of data centers are moving towards some form of cloud computing. Serving data in the cloud helps prevent massive server failures by decentralizing the information. Improved web applications are making the transition an easy one. And finally, Intuit is using Apple's App Store model to strengthen its core business. The company opened its own App Store to provide downloadable software and digital tools for small businesses. Familiar programs like Quicken are available with a slew of other apps that will all integrate with one another. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
30 years ago, I wasn't worried about retirement. As an airman, mutual funds and 401ks weren't a priority.
Fortunately, USAA was thinking about his future. Our commitment to the financial needs of our military veterans who have honorably served and their families is without equal. For your copy of our free retirement guide, go to usaa.com/retirement or call 877-242-USAA.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated.
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll in 30 seconds. Just type employee hours into Intuit Online Payroll. Wages and taxes are calculated automatically. A few more clicks to print paychecks or make a direct deposit, and we're done. In our remaining time, here's a flock of pigeons playing ragtime piano with their beaks. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do it.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Slaves of the Lindsay with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day, and Doug quit his job about a half hour ago.
He did.
And
Walked out on us.
He's just getting ready. He'll be back in a little bit, but he's getting ready for his trip to Ohio and then across the country. He's going to be dragging Charlotte back from California over to the farm. And,
right, but that's next week. You know what he's doing today is really cool. He's actually going with Brendan and Megan, his kids, and they're going to. He's getting to honor it.
They're it's the grand opening of the radio station there.
That's what it is.
He and some other alumni purchased the radio station and have donated it to the college, and they moved the radio station, I guess, into the college. And then today is the dedication for it. I think it is.
Okay, so you know what? It is April Fool's Day tomorrow. So I think we should maybe come up with something. Jimmy Troja at my buddy, call us. Yeah. Or Russ at WTTF, call us, because I think we need to have a little April Fool's Day fun with Dougie tomorrow.
That's a good one.
Well, he's not listening. Don't you think? Maybe they could just, like, move the college.
Hey, Russ, change the locks on the door.
tell him that his diploma is really invalidated.
Hey, Russ, go out and get some Domino's pizza signs printed up and put them on the studio doors.
Yes, or no.
And then change the locks.
Change it to a Walmart.
Change the locks, yeah. And then have him show up at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning when he goes to go live on the air in the studio and make him think that you guys had to sell it to Domino's Pizza.
We really do need to talk about this, though, because we've got to get him. You know, he never plays with us, so we have to.
I got him last year.
We got to punk him.
I've got him the last 2 years.
Yeah, but you make up really bad lies, like about your colon and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I know, but it's funny, and it works, and he buys it. Hook, line, and sinker, he buys it, so it's funny. Yeah, one year I told him I was going to get a colonoscopy, and then I made him think that I was actually going to the Subdudes concert.
And which he really did.
No, I didn't. I actually had the colonoscopy, but it's funny to make him think that I went to the Subdudes concert. It's funny. And last year I did something. I can't remember.
You
what
did.
It was.
I know, because you kind of got me, too.
I got everybody.
So. All right. I'm working on it. Be on guard.
Jennifer has an issue.
Yeah, I have a morality
issue. She has a morality issue because Jennifer apparently lives on a fruit farm.
I'm the queen of fruit farmers. No, I live, I'm, you know, lucky enough to live in Southern California. Right now, we've been in spring already for a month or so, and I have a lot of fruit trees. I have an avocado tree, and I have a gazillion orange trees. And so I just had a really tough week, and yesterday I came driving down my street, turn into my driveway, and there's a woman with a bag walking out of my driveway. And so I'm like, is she coming shopping? Down the street, or is she walking out of my driveway? And I look again, she's coming out of my driveway. So I pull up, and I see that she has actually come into my yard and picked avocados off my tree and walked out. So I start beeping my horn and throw up my fingers.
Right, hold on a minute. Let's set the scene, okay? You have a fence around your front yard.
Okay, so the avocado tree is near the street, but it's you have to go to get to it. You'd have to go. I mean, you can see it. It's visible. If you walked by it, you'd see it. But you actually have to go into the driveway, behind my fence, and into my yard to
get
to it.
You cannot reach it over the fence.
Not anymore. You used to be able to, but I had a branch fall, so I had to do a lot of trimming.
Okay, okay. So they physically have to walk into your gated front yard to be able to access any of the trees, especially the avocado one, which is apparently closest to the sidewalk.
Correct. And I also they would also have to walk in to get to my orange trees. Now, if they do fall off the tree and into the street, totally fair game if they're laying in the street. But even if the
branch is...
And
this has been an ongoing issue. I mean, ever since you've lived in this house, which has been, what, 4 years, 5 years,
something
like that?
4 years. And what's so funny is that
it's always been an issue.
This is my grandparents' house that I bought and moved into. As a kid, I remember thinking my grandfather was an absolute maniac because he would get mad when people would steal his fruit and his avocados. Mm. But now that it's happening to me, I can't explain it, but it's like a violation. Because they're in my yard.
Right.
That's what it is.
That's right. Yeah.
So yesterday, it's
my property. Your property. That's right.
The lady walks in with a shopping bag, and she goes shopping in your fruit store. And
yeah,
you
and
catch
then I caught her.
As you're pulling in, she's walking out.
What did she say?
She started to run. Can you even imagine? So this is what I want to know, because maybe this was just how I was raised, or maybe I'm too nice.
That is so bizarre.
But I would never even pick a piece of fruit that was hanging over, like, someone's wall, because it's not mine. And so I wouldn't do that. But would you guys? I mean, what do you think? Is it? Would you ever do it?
I have stopped on the side of the road with the kids and gone and picked an orange and felt bad about it. But it was the experience for the kids. I mean, if they had a thing where you could go into the orange grove and pay to pick apples, and I would just pick one. I would, Sean,
right.
I want to pick an orange. I want to pick an orange. Okay, go pick one. Now let's go.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing, but it's not on anybody's personal property. Well, it is the farmer's personal
property.
I've
picked fruit up off the ground that's fallen off the tree. I figure, well, if it's fallen off the tree and it's on the ground,
then it's fair game.
Then it's
if
fair
it's
game.
If it's laying on the sidewalk,
but did you have to enter that person's property to do so?
I was already on it.
Okay.
So.
All right. Were you trespassing?
Kind of.
Okay.
Actually, it was key limes.
Key limes.
Yeah, right. I love key limes.
And so you did trespass. So you are a guilty
I saw the key limes, and I saw a lot of them were on the ground. And I said, well, what the heck? They're going to rot away anyway, so I may as well take a few.
So
you're one of my nemesis.
Have you talked to a security company about how you could better protect your surroundings?
Well,
how
I decided I'm going to electrify everything, and I'm going to quit my job and stay home with my gun.
See?
No.
Wow. You dropped those avocados.
I don't want to be the crazy avocado lady, but
get
I feel like they're driving me to it.
Crazy
get a
avocado
dog.
Lady.
But, you know what you can do? I mean, your fenced-in yard is totally fenced in. It's not open.
Well, when my driveway, I have a gate, so when I am
at work, the gate is open for the driveway.
Yes, for the
access.
Driveway to be open.
Put dog signs up.
I have my alarm signs, which is true. I do have an alarm.
That's not going to stop anybody.
But that's not going to stop anybody
because
they're
signs.
Not going to the house.
Big, vicious dog signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get a sound effect, so when people step in my driveway, they're going
to... They're motion activated.
Hey, can we get it? Can we get a webcam of that and put it on the website?
Would beware of pit bulls.
That would be a great experiment. In human
you know what we'll
behavior.
Do is we'll take some of the broadcast equipment from CRN Studios, where you get a microphone and a big Santa.
Forget that. I can do a broadcast right here from home. I'll just move the studio
stuff
outside.
No. What we need is a speaker so that you can watch somebody walk into your front yard and you just sit there and
step away from the tree.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be hysterical.
I think I'm going to put up, actually, a friend of mine who's also in radio, Christian Wheel, gave me a camera, a fake camera. And I guess he was having problems with people stealing stuff off of his desk at the radio station he worked for. So he put up a security camera, which is a totally fake security camera.
That's
but he
funny.
Put it up and nobody stole from him.
Wow, that's funny.
So I'm going to have to do the same thing.
All right, so here's my dilemma of the week. Roberta, I need your help with this,
okay.
Being the elder parent of the staff here.
It's the second time I've been called old.
Yeah,
today.
No. I said that? Elder is elder.
No.
But you are. I mean, you're older than I am. So, kids are expensive.
Yes, they are.
The first couple of years when they're like one and two, mm-hmm. No big deal. Okay.
Or diapers.
Yeah, diapers, but, it's not like you're buying toys. And okay, we just did Disney.
Uh-huh. Talk about
Sean expensive. Had a project for school, and we thought it would be cool. We had to build like a national symbol type thing. So we decided to go out and buy Legos and build the Washington Monument.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Right. So,
yeah, cool.
Except it cost $70
no.
to get enough
gosh.
White Legos and the platform and the flagpoles around
Is
it.
There
and
a, all you, could, you know, you realize you could have done
no,
that with a quart bottle of milk.
Yeah, I know, but he
there's plenty of things that
that's
look like
what
the
we used to do when we were in school.
Well, he's really into Legos now, and I want to encourage his. I love the architecture
of
it.
Queen and Cheap, remember?
Yeah. Even the bricks that we got, the Lego bricks, the regular size Lego bricks, look like the stones
you
used.
You can draw them on a piece of paper and wrap the quart bottle.
It's cool.
Okay.
And he'll be able to use these Legos for years, so no big deal.
Okay.
So
what's the question?
So you got the Legos. Then baseball season starts, mm-hmm. So I just dropped another $100 yesterday on a new helmet and cleats and a new bat, and he's got
for
the glove
him
and all
or
this.
For you
for him. Well, I bought myself a new glove last year. That was $100 so that I could help the coach on the team because my glove was old and lost. But I'm thinking about selling advertising on his clothing.
Oh,
I'm thinking that I could sell the front and the back. Of his shirts. How many people do you think wander around in his school? You have teachers, you have the cafeteria people, you have other students.
Yeah, and a lot of times
moms.
They have logos on the shirts anyway.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. Why not? So I'm thinking I can sell individually the front, and I'll just buy a bunch of plain, red T-shirts and get like white or black lettering, and I'll just iron on whatever the advertisement might be. And I'm thinking $10 for the front, $5 for the back per day, and then half price for weekends. And I'm thinking I could probably raise enough money to pay for all of these activities.
And what would it be like, local businesses or stuff like that?
Anybody, I don't care.
Why don't you
got money
to work?
But on the other hand, aren't you? I mean, I think advertising aimed at children. I think there should be no advertising on children's television whatsoever.
Sure. So why not put it on another kid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. If Nintendo calls me, I'll give them first dibs.
I don't know about that.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Whoever.
Maybe Dove will sponsor
them. Kids are so impressionable to begin with. Why do you want to warp their minds really early on?
He doesn't have to do anything except get dressed.
But yeah, Rich is
making
him into a Groupon.
He's going to see it on his shirt. And what message
cool.
are you giving him, Rich?
I'll make it cool. I'll make it
know.
Fun
what,
so
what
he'll think it's a cool shirt.
Him?
I'll put lightning bolts next to it or something.
I think it's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
No, I don't at all.
I'm
going to
get Doug to buy into this. I'm going to tell Doug to open
it. Doug is going to get ballistic when he hears this.
No, he'll be happy.
No,
he'll actually buy the
Doug,
shirt for his dairy farm.
I'll put a picture of Doug on the front and a picture of a cow or Charlotte on the back.
No,
we could have the Good Day Sluggers.
But pictures will cost more, so I'll have to charge him more.
Doug, people sponsor Little League teams, so you might.
Last year when he played Little League, it said like Bob's Ice Cream Shop or something on the back. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? I'm just going to make him wear it to school every day.
I don't know. I don't like it. Some schools prohibit shirts with like any types of logos or advertising on it.
Really?
Which I think is great.
Yeah, what do they know?
I think it's great.
Yeah, not this
It's
school.
Like if you go on television, if you're like a seat filler or if you're in the audience, you're not supposed to wear any kind of T-shirts that have logos on them.
I'll have a private little meeting with the principal of the school and cut her in for a little bit.
You know what? I'm good for $10. CRN will donate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
see, I've got my first customer.
Can I get the back?
The back is even cheaper.
The back is even cheaper than the front.
I figure as he's walking down the hallways and people are looking at him... That's prime territory.
All right.
That's prime real estate right
I'll
there.
I'll take the front.
Okay. Roberta.
Let's see her and talk.
You want the back before Doug gets it?
No. Okay. Doug can have it.
Okay. All right. So Jennifer's on the front. CRN's on the front. I will get you image size requirements today.
Please do.
Okay.
I'll send you a high-def logo.
All right. So everything is cured. Jennifer's going to get a dog, electrify her fence, and get a taser. And I'm going to sell advertising on my kids' clothes.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up, television news. Jen's got some headlines for us, I'm sure. She hasn't told me what they are. She's keeping them a secret.
Katie Couric and Charlie Sheen.
Together? Cool. Yeah. I can't wait to hear this. Yeah. All right, it's 46 past the hour on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The nonprofit Global Animal Partnership recently launched a new five-step welfare rating system that encourages higher standards for animal agriculture. Whole Foods Market is the first national grocer to adopt the system that will provide shoppers with a new level of transparency into how farm animals are raised. Whole Foods Market now offers beef, pork, and chicken certified under the new system, according to Ann Malone, the Global Animal Production and Welfare Coordinator for Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods has always been very committed to animal welfare. Also been very committed to trying to offer value to our customers, especially in the meat department. We're very excited at being able to offer the Global Animal Partnership five-step animal welfare rating program to our customers. This program that rates how animals are raised for food. So when shoppers come into the Whole Foods stores, they're able to look at labels that give them transparency down to how their food was raised.
For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
That's right.
It's Roberta Fessin.
All right, a little late, but here she is with her queen of teeth tips.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we've got a whole bunch of magazine cheapies for you today. We have Con Mass Traveler, 1 year for $3.99. We have Taste of Home Magazine, 1 year for $3.99. Bon Appetit, 1 year for $3.99. These are really great deals. They're all from Tanga, but you have to have special discount codes, and we have those on the DougStephan.com website. We also have a Gap Outline coupon, an extra 30% off on April 2nd. This is kind of like a post-April Fool's thing, but it's no fooling. Gap Outline, could you imagine the prices are so cheap and you're going to get an extra 30% off. It's a tremendous deal. And we also have a free 20-ounce Mountain Dew from Murphy USA. We have the coupon for you all on DougStephan.com.
Do the do. It's Jennifer Warren and TV News.
All right, so Katie Couric, everybody's been up in arms. Is she going to sign with CBS again? What's she going to do? Well, the rumor is, and I have it on good authority, that she is done with the evening news on June 4th, or maybe even before her contract expires on that date. But she is going to go into daytime. It looks like her TV show will be picked up and it'll start in fall of 2012. So I wouldn't bet. If I were a betting woman, I wouldn't bet Katie Couric's going to stay with CBS. Looks like she's on her way out. And Jeff Zucker, who used to work at NBC, will be the new executive producer of her TV talk show in 2012.
So she's going to do a syndicated, an independent
show. Yeah,
kind of
like an Oprah show. Yeah, she'll be the new Oprah. And I think that's more suited for her. Yeah. Now, Charlie Sheen's back in the news. He's set to return to TV on April 12th. He's going to star with Drew Carey in Drew Carey's Improvaganza on the Game Show Network. It'll be a impromptu appearance. Get it. But it's already planned.
That could be scary. I hope they have delay.
I hope they do, too. The show's already been taped and filmed, so I think it'll be safe. But, you know, kind of fun. Also, Judge Judy in the news today. She was taken to the hospital yesterday morning. She had some intestinal problems. She's feeling okay now. Said she was feeling a little funky, and she's got to relax, and she'll be okay.
I was just looking at the television last night. She got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, she sure did. You know, you can pretty much get a star.
That's ridiculous.
You just need money. Jessica Simpson said that she has confirmed that she's being she's in negotiations with the X Factor, Simon Cowell's new reality talk show.
Really?
Well, I think she'll be good. She'll be the new Paula. And Lou Diamond Phillips is back on TV. He's going to be hosting the Military Channel's new movie franchise, An Officer in a Movie. It starts Friday nights, actually tomorrow, so you can check it out. He's going to talk to retired and active duty officers and provide commentary about the battles depicted in Hollywood movies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, interesting. Neat.
Okay. And then one more, Tim Allen has a new pilot that's coming out, and he's just got some new co-stars, Hector Elizondo, which is going to be really cool, and Nancy Travis, who's going to be his love interest in the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's 51 past on Good Day.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed. For now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's on his way to the airport, and Tom Kreitler is here for his little Money Pit Gab Fest that we get to have every week.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? He's the Charlie Sheen of home improvement.
Winning.
Winning.
Nah. Yeah, winning.
Winning. This guy is nuts, right, man. The reason he learned all that.
I have Adonis home improvement DNA.
Well, nice. It's from trashing all of the houses when you were younger. That's how you know so much about the home improvement.
You're a warlock.
There you go.
All right. So you can listen to Tom all around the country on hundreds of radio stations and check him out at moneypit.com along with his much better looking co-host, Leslie Segretti.
That's right.
Today we have a couple of people asking about a couple of things going on in their house, including Jim in South Carolina, who has a sprinkler system that he installed a couple of years ago, and every time it changes zones, the pipes under his house knock. Uh-oh. Do you keep on knocking,
keeps
but
going
you
to
can't
the front door,
in?
Can't figure out, nobody's there.
So now he's getting ready for another season, and he wants to know how to keep the pipes from knocking. Is this a temperature issue?
No, actually, it's a centrifugal force issue, Rich. You know, what happens is water is running through the plumbing system, has a lot of weight and therefore a lot of force behind it. And when the valves open and close, that water wants to keep going. So if the pipes are loose, they bang because the water stops short and the pipes shake, essentially. It's called water hammer. And the way to fix it, there's two things you can do. Number one, you should go into your basement or crawl space and look for all of those horizontal pipes, because that's usually where it's the worst, and tighten them up. You can buy some pipe hanging brackets.
Right.
You can tighten up so that they are more better secured to the floor structure. The second thing you can do is install a type of valve called a water hammer arrestor. It's kind of a shock absorber. And what happens is when that water stops short, it expands into a tank that has sort of like a bladder in it that takes some of the shock, and that stops the pipe from shaking, and basically absorbs some of that impact.
Huh. Now, I would have thought that they would mount these things as they install the sprinkler system, but apparently sometimes
they don't. Well, you know, it really depends, because some houses this is going to happen a lot with, and other houses it never happens. If you've got copper pipes and they're loose, that's the worst, because copper transmits sound all over the house.
Yeah, and it clangs, too, like a hammer.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Susie in Lexington, Kentucky, writes, she's installing an electric range in her island in her kitchen and wants to know the best way to vent the range if she has a second story above and can't use a traditional exhaust hood.
Well, you know, you wouldn't obviously use a traditional exhaust hood in an island, but what you would use is what's called a chimney exhaust, which is a duct that mounts above the island. Now, the question is, what can you do with that duct? Well, you could easily turn it 90 degrees, go through the ceiling and out that way. That's entirely possible. The other option is to use what's called a downdraft range,
right.
The fan actually pulls it down into the countertop, so to speak, takes it down to the floor and shoots it out that way, again, through metal ducting, with as few turns as possible. But again, you can do it that way.
I'd never thought about that. If you don't have the metal ducting, man, what kind of problems could that cause?
Serious problems. And I've seen a lot of amateurish ducting run over the years where people think they can put anything that bends in there. I've seen dryer hose used. You know, just think about all the grease that gets stuck on the inside of that. And what you don't realize is every time you put a 90-degree bend in any type of duct, and it doesn't matter if it's an air conditioning duct or a heating duct or an exhaust duct, that puts the equivalent of 20 feet of straight pipe in terms of the resistance. In other words, you could go 20 feet in a straight direction or put one bend in.
Wow.
The resistance is the same.
Wow.
So you can't put a lot of twists and turns in these without significantly reducing the flow.
So that begs the question, you should clean these every so often, correct?
Well, certainly if it's a... All these ducts should be, well, let me just say this. A dryer duct and a cooking duct should be clean. Regular ducts in the house, I don't recommend be cleaned. It's really not necessary. What you do for your regular HVAC ducts is make sure you have a good quality electronic air cleaner, and that does the cleaning for you.
Okay. All right, Linda in Utah says, we took down our cultured marble shower shelf and then recaulked the shower.
Mm.
Now she's having problems getting the shelf back up. It looks like it was just held up with the caulk. She's tried silicone caulk and construction adhesive, hot glue and adhesive tape. How do I get the shelf to stay?
No duct tape?
No duct tape. That's
next. Nothing but duct tape.
Yeah.
Two things. A special type of caulk called adhesive caulk, which is essentially glue and caulk together. It works very well. But, you know, considering all the things she's tried, I would just use plain old-fashioned tile adhesive.
You know,
tile adhesive is designed to hold things vertically while they dry, and it's pretty darn strong.
Don't they usually notch those shelves in?
Yes.
They don't attach them to the flat part of the shelf. They usually notch in and so that it's actually sitting in a little notch, right?
Yes and no. Sometimes if it has like a tile flat surface on the back of it, the tile is sort of grooved out. So you have a better chance for the glue to kind of reach in. Mm. If that's the case, you do need to clean the old glue out first, Linda. Otherwise, you're not really working with the best part of the tile in terms of getting it to stick.
There he is. He's a genius. Now I got to get him to come to my house on a weekly basis. Tom, fix this. Tom, help me fix that. It's the Money Pit with Tom Kreitler, and it's Doug Steffen's Good Day at 58 past the hour. Thank you, Tommy.
You got it, Andrew.